Hello, this is Nathaniel Jackson of Trinity Fellowship Church in Syracuse, New York, and it is my privilege to be your pastor for the day. In Mark chapter 12, in answer to the scribe's inquiry, Jesus tells us what is the greatest commandment. What does he say? Many of us would be quick to answer this way: love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your mind and with all of your strength. The second is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And this makes sense. But we miss something in our answer. Jesus begins his answer this way: hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. I point this out to suggest that this is actually very important. In fact, the scribe's reply to Jesus, which Jesus calls wise, begins by saying this: you have truly said that he is one, and there is no other besides him. So this is not incidental, but essential. Any claim to love God must begin by recognizing the one true God. He is the God of Israel and of messianic hope. This is essential, because our love for him and for our neighbor will only be truly redemptive if it is shaped by his nature and purposes, as revealed in the scriptures. We may have a deep concern for the poor, or for the orphan, for injustice, and so forth. But if we are not more deeply concerned for the condition of their souls, then we have missed the plot. We are not acting according to God's nature and purposes. Jesus' priorities are plainly seen in the gospel accounts. He was concerned for the spiritual welfare of his hearers. He did not start a crusade against poverty or the injustices of Roman occupation, as real as those things were. His miracles of feeding and healing were signs pointing to his greatest work, the cross. Jesus knew that this life is short, but eternity is long. And to rescue a person out of poverty was a small thing compared to rescuing them from an eternity of suffering in hell. The greatest commandment is to love God, and the second is to love our neighbor. Our love is to illustrate the nature and purposes of the one true God. Our concern for the poor or for injustice is good, but must always be shaped by God's nature and the priority of our concern for the soul of human beings, who are made in the image of God. The pressing social, economic, political, and physical dangers of our age, or any age, are nothing compared to the danger of experiencing the just wrath of God upon the sinner. As Jesus puts it, do not fear those who can only kill the body. Fear the one who can destroy both body and soul in hell. May our love for God and for our neighbor be shaped by the revelation of God's nature and priorities as revealed in the scriptures. May we be found doing his work, that sinners may not be condemned, but saved, and enter into the eternal joy of the Lord. This is Nathaniel Jackson of Trinity Fellowship Church in Syracuse, New York, and it is my privilege to be your pastor for the day.